Happy birthday to Mick Jones, guitarist with The Clash, sang just a handful of songs, Joe Strummer singing most, but this one of them, and I think one of The Clash's finest songs, Train in Vain, Stand By Me, the final closing track on London Calling. Although I think that was that a U.S. edition to the album? It was one of those weird, it wasn't on the British version, but it was on the U.S. version, something along those lines. Train in Vain, also played with Big Audio Dynamite after leaving The Clash. Mick Jones turns 64 years old today. Happy birthday, Mick. We head to the phone line. Standing by is Ron Rademacher with the update all around the Michigan backroads, brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, how are you doing?
I'm making a note to myself to never get into a music trivia game with you.
I'm going to tell you that's probably pretty good advice, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. Other than that, I'm doing fantastic out here. How about you?
I was doing better before yesterday because, frankly, yesterday was the first real summerish day we've had around here. And I think we've talked enough that you might know I am a fall winter guy. That's where I live. Summer is what I have to get myself through to enjoy the fall and the winter. So as we crack the 80s down here in the Hillsdale area is when it's probably my least favorite weather of the year. But I know I am the outlier by far on that. People love the summer heat and there's tons of stuff to do. So let's talk about it.
Well, and I happen to agree with you. I'm in this area right now. I spoke in South Lyon last night and was totally unprepared for 79 degree weather. Because where I live, if you see 60 degrees, it's warm.
Yeah. So, man, that sounds like a nice place.
But if you want to get out of the heat, you could go to Assanique for a day trip.
Neat.
Yeah, have you ever been?
I have not been there yet. There's a whole bunch of places I have not been. I've made a couple of trips, went out west to like the South Haven area. We've been up to Midland and Lansing and Detroit, and then previously Traverse City area and Old Mission up there. But there's still a ton of space for me to explore in this state.
Well, if you can go to the northeast, this is up on Lake Huron, a little bit south of Alpena is where the town of Assanique is. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see what a roadside attraction looked like back in the good old days, take your kids and go to the Dinosaur Gardens. There's it's a big park that was built by people back in the 1950s. It's got 40 or 50 dioramas of life-size dinosaurs in actual settings in a cedar swamp.
Very neat.
Very neat. It's you need to go if you go to Connie's for breakfast because they have such good breakfast. You won't have any trouble finding it. Every single law enforcement vehicle in the county is there every morning. So you go walk it off in the dinosaur gardens. They've been completely restored by that family. It's all true to life. There's even a dinosaur fish in the river.
Very neat. Very neat.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. And it's nice and cool up there, so you can get away from the heat.
Let's stay up north then. How about Upper Peninsula in Sault Ste. Marie?
This is one of my favorites. I'm unfortunately not going to get there this year, but on Saturday, June 28th, they close the locks. And so you can actually walk into them and get down into the works and see how all that actually functions. And the other thing they do there is the Cloverland Hydroelectric Plant is there. It serves that whole area with hydroelectric. And this is the one day that you can go into the belly of that, and they show you how it all works. And in there, you can even see the wooden bearings that are still running some of those turbines.
That is so cool. And once
it
a year,
so cool.
Right? You get a chance to take a look at it. Amazing.
And it's only one day. It's just one day every year when you can get into these things, and they have good guides there, show you how everything is going on. Really, really fascinating trip.
MichiganBackroads.com for more information about Ron and things around Michigan. But I see here you have a book signing coming up this weekend as well up north.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm in Grayling at Tippin' the Mitten. Downtown Grayling, you can't miss it. They have homemade ice cream, all kinds of Michigan products, and I will be there telling stories, all of which are true, and signing books. Yeah, so come on over and shake hands, say hello.
Does your signature increase or decrease the value of that book?
since you're not going to believe this, but I've been writing books since 2008, and every single edition, every single book, I have personally autographed.
Really?
So if you, every single one. And so if you have one, if you come and get one that's not signed, it's probably worth more because all the other ones are signed.
It's a rarity.
It's a rarity.
We've got maybe one or two more. How about Augusta?
Why don't you tell me about Common Ground? You know, that's the big music festival in Lansing this weekend.
Oh, you know what? I know that it's happening, but I don't know who's playing. Tracy Lawrence, Tracy Lawrence. Tracy Lawrence is pretty big.
Tracy Lawrence is there. Alan McManus. I mean, there are 3 days, and there are groups from all over the country. New people, great stars. Claire Dunn is going to be there, who's totally hot. And it's all kinds of music, rock, pop, country, blues. Really a big, big, big festival.
I'm trying to pull up the music lineup here quickly while we talk.
Brandi
Carlile is going to be there.
I'm more of the band kind of a guy.
Brandi Carlile is going to be there on Thursday. She's magnificent. Robert Randolph and the Family Band. That's a good one. Let's see. Saturday, Cole Swindell. Oh, it's Country Day. Cole Swindell will be there. Swift Brothers. And, Sunday's got Big Boy, Two Live Crew. Sunday's not quite my day of music, but it will, of course, appeal to some people out there. CommonGroundFest.com has the full lineup. But Thursday, that could be pretty. Brandi Carlile, I'd go watch Brandi Carlile, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday are more my style. The modern music and the hip-hop and all that's not really my style. But they do a full day of that, too. So, you know, Common Ground is called Common Ground because it's for everybody. Right.